RKEY. Hey, good morning, America. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey, and this is your nutrition program, health and wellness program. We talk about nutritional supplements. We talk about skincare products. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutrition in my practice. I don't like pharmaceutical drugs, never did like pharmaceutical drugs. And if you've got questions about health, nutrition, or the longevity line of nutritional products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you're welcome to give us a call today at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. You can always send me an email at ben@ksco.com, ben@ksco.com, and don't forget to check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. If you want to learn more about the longevity line of products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can click the Join Now link on the bottom of the pharmacistben.com blog page, and somebody will be getting in touch with you either by email or by phone number to give you some more information. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, and welcome to you, my colleague and friend, Doug Winfrey. Greetings, buddy.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It is going great.
Did you have a fun weekend?
Had a wonderful weekend and excited to start another week on the bright side. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Japanese often live longer than Americans as far as health and longevity in most of the reports that come out. And it might be because they enjoy their music and laughter more.
Yeah. Is that a lead into a study?
Yeah, we got a study that came out of the Osaka University Graduate School of Medicine where researchers looked at it. It was a small group of people. I think it was about 90 people. And what they found was those that participated in bi-monthly group sessions that were built around music and laughter, they actually lowered their systolic blood pressure an average of 5 to 6 points after about 3 months. And they had a control group that didn't see any movement at all. So there you go.
Well, you've heard of it. Well, you know, I hope they can figure out something to laugh about with what's going on over there. And I want to talk about this radiation levels at the Fukushima plant reached new high Sunday article in the Washington Post this morning. But before I get to that, you've heard of Dr. Norman Cousins? You ever hear that book?
Oh, yeah.
Anatomy of an Illness, right? So he cured himself of, I think it was ALS. It was some kind of debilitating disease.
Wasn't it like just he checked into
watching
a motel
Marx Brothers. Marx Brothers movies.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? Laughter therapy. And there's something to be said about being in a good mood. When you're in a good mood, endorphins are secreted, pain-relieving chemicals are secreted, healing chemicals are secreted. We always want to focus on pills and on medicine. And that's one of the things I want to talk about, actually, today is this idea of allopathic nutrition. You know, the difference between allopathy and other types of medicine, allopathy is drug medicine, is the idea that you can use an enemy or the opposite of an illness. Allo means opposite, and allopathy, path, means illness. So drug medicine is allopathic medicine because it's the opposite of an illness. It fights the illness. As opposed to homeopathy, homeo means the same as an illness. And when you take a homeopathic medicine, I don't know if you know this, Doug, a lot of people don't realize this, but when you take a homeopathic medicine, you're actually taking a very, very tiny dose of a medicine that gives you the biochemical or physiological disease that you have. So if you have heart disease, you'll take a homeopathic medicine that gives you heart disease. If you have poison ivy, you'll take a homeopathic medicine that gives you itching and rashes. If you have arthritis, you'll take a homeopathic medicine that causes inflammation. And so you say, well, what's the logic there? Well, the idea is if you take a tiny, 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 infinitesimally small dose of a medicine that causes inflammation for your arthritis, your body will make anti-inflammatory medicine in response. Homeopathic medicine takes advantage of this idea that the body will produce its own medicine, and all you're doing is stimulating the body's ability to make its own medicine, as opposed to allopathy, which fights disease, fights illness, fights dysfunction. And I'm always cautious about this idea of using allopathy when it comes to nutrition. People want to fight their arthritis by taking nutrients. People want to fight radiation poison by taking vitamins or minerals. I'm not a big believer in fighting. I would much rather work with the body's inherent healing mechanisms and stimulate the body to do its own work. And that's the way I look at nutritional medicine. And we're going to talk about, again, I hope people aren't getting sick of hearing of nutritional supplementation for taking care of radiation poisoning that is helping your body make its own anti-radiation or anti-cancer. a medicine, its own stimulating its own anti-cancer and anti-radiation systems. And there's wonderful nutrients for doing that. Not so much for fighting radiation, friends. Not so much for fighting. Not so much for blocking. Not so much for protecting. But for turning the body's own anti-radiation, anti-cancer, anti-illness systems on. But first, let's take a phone call. And if you'd like to join Dana, 866-582-9933 is the number. Dana in Missouri, what's going on?
How you doing, Ben?
Greetings.
Well, hearing you talk.
Thank
you. Got a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
As opposed to the psychological addiction of, like, alcohol and drugs,
yeah. Right.
What would you suggest somebody do as far as nutritionally
to help get them off?
Or with supplements to detox from alcohol or, you know, caffeine or
something like that. Great question. I'm going to address that question in two parts, and thanks so much for your call, Dana.
Thanks.
First of all, there's the detoxification question that Dana asks about, and if you are drinking a lot of alcohol or doing a lot of caffeine or any kind of drugs, and that includes prescription drugs too, you want to turn your liver's detoxification systems on. Most of these poisons are processed by the liver. Now, your liver does amazing things, and it does all kinds of things. It's storing and processing amino acids, proteins, and sugars and fats, as well as making hormones and making digestive chemicals. But then it also has to detoxify substances. So your liver is doing a lot of work. So anytime you feel like you're drinking a lot of alcohol, or you're on prescription drugs, or you're on illegal drugs, or you're doing anything that's stressing out the liver, one of the first things that you want to think about is protecting and supporting your liver and helping your liver do its work. And there's tremendous, tremendous nutrients for doing that. But before I even get to that, I want everybody to recognize that the liver is part of your digestive system. In fact, it is no mere part of your digestive system. Your liver is the gateway between your digestive system and the rest of your body. You see, your digestive system is self-contained. That is, it is an organ inside the body that is its own entity. In fact, the ancient Greeks used to feel like the digestive system was an independent animal, that it wasn't even you. And the case could be made for that in the sense that your digestive system is self-contained. The link between your digestive system and the rest of your body is the liver. Everything that goes through your digestive system has to go through the liver before it gets into the rest of your body through the bloodstream. So the liver is an absolutely vital, vital key component of the body. And because it's part of the digestive system, any digestive impairment is going to back up the liver, and it's going to keep you from being able to process not just alcohol and prescription drugs and illegal drugs and toxins of all kinds, but it's also going to impair the liver's ability to produce, to make nutrients, amino acids, to store amino acids, proteins, sugars, and fats as well. So one of the first things you want to do with any kind of liver stress is work on the digestive system, and that's just another reason why the digestive system is the core of all health and wellness. So if you're out drinking alcohol, you want to take care of your body's ability to detoxify, work on the digestive system first, and we can talk about that ad infinitum. There's lots of ways to do that. Then you also want to be giving your body and your liver substances that help the liver do its detoxifying work. And I was going to talk a little bit about something called glutathione today. Glutathione is your body's primary, your body's master, your body's most important detoxifying substance. And given how everybody is so terrified of what's going on in radiation, and perhaps for good reason, one of the most important things you could do, folks, to protect yourself from radiation poisoning is not taking iodine, although that is helpful. But one of the most important things you could do is building up your glutathione levels. Once again, I much prefer, as a healthcare professional, that we support our body's ability, God-given ability, to detoxify itself, rather than just taking in super protective nutrients like iodine that block the thyroid and block the body's ability to process and absorb iodine. Let's build up the body's and the liver's antioxidant and master detoxifying substances. Glutathione is just one of them. We'll talk about that when we come back from break, how you can build your glutathione levels. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side. 866-582-9933 is the number. Ben at KSCO.com. If you want to learn more about the Longevity line of products, we'll be back on the GCN radio network right after this.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly
Hello?
A deadly recipe.
Hello?
Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And we are back on the bright side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs and Doug Winfrey, your nutritional pharmacist, is here for you to help you understand the wide world of nutritional supplementation, especially the Youngevity line of products. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, get to my blog, pharmacistben.com. Click on the link at the bottom of the page, and somebody will be contacting you, either by email or phone. 866-582-9933 is our number today, 866-582-9933. And you can always send me an email at ben@ksco.com. We're talking a little bit about the liver from the last segment, and that leads me into this article I want to talk about radiation levels reaching a new high, and apparently the news just keeps getting worse and worse. There's radioactive iodine was found in Massachusetts, in Washington State, in Pennsylvania. There probably will be more radiation on the way. So you want to know how to help your body protect itself from radiation, not so much to block radiation. You know, the iodine everybody's talking about, Doug, that's just to block iodine from getting into the thyroid. That doesn't protect the body from radiation poisoning as much as it protects the body from radiation iodine. You know, there's two kinds of radiation. There's the ionizing radiation and there's the non-ionizing radiation. Non-ionizing radiation is radiation like from your computer or from the sun. Everything radiates to a certain extent, and non-ionizing radiation is not the problem. The problem is the ionizing radiation, because it shoots out little beams of electrons. And I'm being kind of sort of cartoony here. That's not exactly what happens. But from our intents, for all intents and purposes, for our purposes here, what happens is ionizing radiation, like from a nuclear accident, shoots out little beams of electrons. And those electrons disturb cell chemistry. They can disturb the cell membrane, or they can disturb the genetic material. If they disturb the cell membrane or they disturb structures inside a cell, the cells themselves can die, and that's a problem. But the really big problem comes when the cells, when the reproductive structures of the cell get damaged, the chromosomes and the genetics, and that's where cancers and tumors come from, when the genetic material gets disturbed. However, the good news is the body has wonderful mechanisms for not only protecting the cell membranes, not only for protecting the DNA, but literally to munch up and destroy toxic, broken down material. And one of the best ways to protect yourself, to detoxify yourself from ionizing radiation or anything else, is to support the body's ability to clear up the mess. And this depends on the liver, and this depends on good nutritional supplementation, much more than just iodine. One of the key components of this, of the body's cleanup crew, cleanup properties or cleanup abilities, is glutathione. Glutathione is produced in the liver. It's one of the main detoxifying substances in the body. It's considered the master antioxidant. It's considered your number one protection against cancer. And you can make your own glutathione. By the way, your body upregulates the production of glutathione in response to toxicity. How cool is that? In response to toxicity, in response to stress, your body upregulates its anti-toxicity and anti-stress chemistry. So that's really cool, but you got to have the raw materials. That's why we always talk about the raw materials to do its work. The body needs raw materials to do its work. That's what we call nutrition. When it comes to upregulation of glutathione, making more glutathione, yes, your body will make more glutathione in response to radiation and in response to toxins like alcohol and prescription drugs. But you got to have the raw materials to do it. There are three main building blocks to this incredible substance, glutathione. There are three main building blocks. They're called peptides. And in fact, the technical term for glutathione is tripeptide. It's a tripeptide. It's made up of three amino acids. And these three amino acids can be taken in as nutritional supplements. Indeed, these three amino acids should be taken in as nutritional supplements. The three amino acids that build glutathione are number one, glutamine, number two, cysteine, and number three, glycine. And these are three amino acids that build up glutathione levels. If I was worried about radiation poisoning, if I was worried about alcohol toxicity, if I was on a prescription drug, or if I was taking illegal drugs, or if I had any kind of liver toxicity, you better believe I would be ingesting as much of these three amino acids as I could. Now, glutamine is very interesting. The best source of glutamine is whey protein, and that's just one of the reasons, among many, many reasons, why you want to be on a good whey protein supplement, unless you're allergic to whey. And some folks are allergic to the lactose that is in whey, and every once in a while somebody will react to whey. You don't have to worry. For most of us, we don't have to worry about taking in whey protein if we have dairy allergies, because the component in dairy that many of us are allergic to is not in whey protein. So I suggest, even if you have a problem with dairy, that you at least try whey protein. Whey protein is a great source of glutamine. You can also get glutamine by itself, and I personally take a teaspoon of glutamine every morning. Glutamine is important for brain health. It's important for bodybuilding, for athletes and for people who are lifting weights or people who want to build up muscle. And then glutamine, of course, helps your body make glutathione. In fact, glutamine is the most abundant amino acid in your body because of its many roles, the many roles that it plays in the body. So you can supplement with straight glutamine. You can take 5 grams or so of it a day. I take a teaspoon of it every day. It doesn't taste like anything. You put it right in your water and drink it down, or put it right in your smoothie. Or you can get your glutamine from whey protein, like the Nature's Whey from Longevity or the Suzanne Summers Protein Shake, which are two good sources of protein. I particularly like the Suzanne Summers product if you're using the Longevity line. And then taking in the second of the tripeptides, the second amino acid, in addition to glutamine, is cysteine. And cysteine is super cool. The way you get your cysteine is, number one, once again, whey protein. Doug, you think whey protein is an important supplement?
I think it is, because you talk about it a lot.
Heck yes, it's vital. It should be our main source of protein for people who aren't allergic or don't have dairy allergies. And even if you do have a dairy allergy, it may be a good source of protein for you.
Isn't it usually the casein that people are allergic
to?
And that's not
right.
In the whey, so even people with dairy allergies sometimes could get away with taking it.
Absolutely. There is a little bit of lactose sometimes, and if you have a lactose intolerance, you may have an issue, but I suggest you at least try it, and you will get, in addition to glutamine, you'll get cysteine in there too. Now, cysteine is a really neat amino acid for a lot of reasons. You can get it in your whey protein, but you can also get it as a supplement called NAC, N-acetylcysteine. And not only is NAC, or NAC, as some folks call it, not only is NAC a great source of cysteine, so it helps you build your glutathione, but NAC by itself can help magnetically attract, we call that chelation. NAC can help chelate toxins and heavy metals out of your body, including iodine. So NAC on its own, aside from the fact that it helps your body make glutathione, can be protective against radioactive iodine, it can be protective against mercury, it can be protective against toxins of all kinds. It's a great way to support your liver if you're drinking alcohol. In fact, NAC is a great treatment for hangovers. If you take in high levels of NAC before you go out drinking and then take it when you come home, or if your levels of NAC are high, you'll find yourself getting less hangovers if you're drinking a lot of alcohol. You may even find yourself needing more alcohol to catch a buzz once you start taking NAC, and that could be either a good thing or a bad thing, depending on how you look at it. So getting yourself on NAC is a second, NAC, getting yourself on NAC is a second way that you can help build glutathione levels and help support your body's detoxifying abilities. And then there's a third amino acid, a third component of glutathione, which is another neat peptide, another neat amino acid. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. I am your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey. Check out my blog at pharmacistben.com or give us a call today at 866-582-9933. Or you can always send me an email, ben@ksco.com. We'll be back right after this.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Alex has told you about the terrible perfect storm of rising food prices. The Japanese tragedy proves how important food is. Our own gas prices are driving food costs through the roof. The huge population countries are buying up American unprotected exports of food. The falling dollar is inflating food prices. Ethanol subsidies are driving fuel and food costs to all-time highs. We are experiencing the greatest explosion of food shortages and food prices America has ever seen. Folks, you have to freeze the cost and availability of your food now. Through March 31st, eFoods Direct has free shipping on all orders. You can freeze the cost and availability of your food and have it shipped free. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Free shipping ends March 31st. 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, reporting for duty. If you've got questions about nutritional supplements or skincare products or prescription drugs or ingredients, or you just want to chime in and contribute to the conversation, 866-582-9933 is the number. We're here 5 days a week on The Bright Side, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, on the Genesis Communication Network, on the ZBS Radio Network, and all over the Internet on various networks. And we encourage you to tell your friends if you like what you hear. 866-582-9933 is the number. We're talking a little bit about glutathione and protection from some of this stuff that's floating around or coming to our country that will be floating around from the disaster in Japan. Everybody wants iodine, it seems like. Iodine just blocks the thyroid. the thyroid's absorption of iodine and maybe some of the other glands. And to me, that's just one strategy. Nobody's talking about the general strategies of protection from radiation and from other toxicity, and that's really what we want to be focusing on. In fact, if we use this disaster, Doug, as a wake-up call to remind us that we've got to be upregulating and protecting our body in general ways, giving our body all of the nutrients it needs, all of the essential 90 nutrients, so that we're loaded up with everything, we will have less problems when an accident or a disaster comes about. You know, we all, when something big happens, everybody seems to go into action, kick into high gear. But when there isn't a disaster, we forget about it, and we forget about the importance of supplementation and taking care of our nutrition. My message here, Doug, is to help everybody understand that it's important to be giving yourself baseline levels of important nutrients at all times, so when disaster does strike, we are already prepared for it. And one of the best ways to do that is to increase our glutathione levels. We're talking about the three amino acids for building glutathione. Glutathione is a tripeptide. It's made up of three amino acids. A peptide is an amino acid. First and foremost, glutamine. Secondly, N-acetylcysteine, NAC. And then the third one is glycine. And then there's a couple other things. We'll talk about that too. Let's see what Nancy in Texas has to say. Nancy, what's going on, girl?
Yes,
how you doing, Nancy?
Hi, I'm fine.
Sure.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yes, fine. I have a quick question. I was having problems with belching and nauseous.
Okay.
And I started taking Dr. Wallach's enzymes.
Okay.
And I've been taking them for the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And now, on top of all that, now I have acid reflux that's coming up to my throat. I can feel the acid. So now I'm confused
and I'm scared. No, don't be scared. Don't be scared, Nancy.
I've read a lot that it says that when women, this could be a sign of a heart attack.
No sign of a heart attack.
I was talking to Andy and Phyllis, and they advised for me to call you and see what you would recommend.
I'm glad you called, Nancy. Okay, here's the deal. First of all, heartburn has to do with the sphincter. A sphincter is like a muscle that opens and closes, and between your esophagus, which is the pipe that the food goes down, and your stomach, you have a sphincter, a little muscle that opens and closes. The muscle is supposed to stay closed when there's food and acid in your stomach, but every once in a while, if we're not as healthy as we might be, that muscle loosens up. Enzymes have nothing to do with loosening that muscle up. Something is causing the muscle to loosen, and I would suggest that it has something to do with what you're eating. So I know it seems like as soon as you started to take the enzymes, the reflux happened, but enzymes wouldn't have anything to do with that. Enzymes are simply chemicals that help you digest food. So a couple of things you want to do, and this is really the most important thing you could do, Nancy. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here.
You need to figure out and associate specific foods with your digestive symptoms. So you need to see what exactly are the foods that are causing the nausea, the discomfort, or even, yes, the heartburn. And it's not as easy to do as it sounds because, first of all, we eat complex foods and we eat lots of different foods in a meal, so it's tough to associate one specific food with a symptom. The best thing you could do, and you may have heard me talk about this, I talk about it a lot, is something called a food diary, where you write down the food and then write down how you feel a couple hours, 4 hours, 5 hours later, and see if you notice a trend. Try to connect up the foods with the symptoms. And this is very, very important for you, Nancy, and for all of our listeners. When you have a digestive issue, you always want to connect the food with the symptom. The food you ate with the symptom you have. The digestive symptoms are going to be linked to a type of food. Does that make sense? You follow me?
Yes.
So you want to make that link. Don't blame a supplement or don't blame anything else. Blame the food you're eating. Typically, it will be a sugary food. Sugary foods can loosen that valve, too, or that sphincter also. So sweet foods, concentrated sweet foods will do it. Sometimes people have that response from spicy foods. You may be having a problem processing grains. There's no way to know exactly what it is. Only you can know that. Secondly, and this is also very important, you're not going to be able to activate the enzymes if your digestive system is not operating as it should. So just to take the enzymes by themselves is not as effective as it would be as if you correct your other digestive symptomology. The enzymes will work better when you've eliminated those trigger foods. You may also want to try adding in the probiotics, the good bacteria, the Biolumin Nightly Essence, or the Flora FX. These good bacteria can help enzymes work more effectively. And then for just some symptomatic relief, and this is only symptomatic, for folks who have heartburn, you may benefit by taking a spoonful of baking soda, sodium bicarbonate, and then just a tiny little bit, maybe half a teaspoon in water, and drink it down. And that can give you a little bit of symptomatic relief. But I'm more concerned about the sphincter being loose. That's more of a problem. So try and connect it up with foods. Get yourself on the probiotics with the digestive enzymes and see how you do. Okay, we've got to move on. I've got to take a break. Thanks so much for calling. Nancy from Texas, Annie in California. Stick with us. We'll get you after our break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And Doug, that's really important for people to recognize. When you have a digestive symptom, more important than just taking in a supplement to help take care of that digestive symptom, a much more important thing to do is to link the food with the symptom. Digestive symptoms are more often than not connected to a type of food that you have a difficult time processing. And that's true about all digestive symptoms. It doesn't have to be heartburn or nausea. It could be just loose stools or diarrhea or constipation or any kind of digestive symptom. Really, even something as mild as burping can be the manifestation of a reaction to a certain type of food. And it, unfortunately, it becomes confusing on two accounts. Number one, if you eat complex foods that have lots of sauces or processing chemicals, it's hard to know what exactly is causing the problem. And secondly, we tend to become transparent to the foods that we eat that are causing us problems, especially if this has occurred over the course of many, many years, and oftentimes that's the case. And that's why it's important to do a food diary and to write down the specific foods that you eat and then how you feel 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, even 12 hours later. And you'll start to see some trends that can be very, very surprising. You'll notice, gosh, every time I have cereal or every time I have bread or every time I have potatoes or every time I have fruit juice or every time I have whatever, I get heartburn or I get nauseous. And then you can start to eliminate those foods and focus on the foods that you don't have problems with. All right. We're going to continue our discussion on glutathione and ways that you can support your body's detoxification system, detoxifying system. We mentioned glutamine. We mentioned N-acetylcysteine as a source of cysteine. And then when we come back from break, we'll talk to Annie as well as take your phone calls and then finish up our discussion on glutathione as protection from radiation, as protection from alcohol, as protection from prescription drugs, as just general all-around protection. Upregulating your glutathione levels can be a very, very important health strategy. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs along with Doug Winfrey. You're listening to The Bright Side, the good news about health and nutrition. Folks, our position here is we're not sick, we're starving, and we want to help you get over whatever it is you're suffering from. 866-582-9933 is the number. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We will be back on The Bright Side right after this. Check out my blog, Pharmacist Ben.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We are back on The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs and Doug Winfrey. This is your nutritional supplement program. We use nutritional supplements to help take care of the body because, folks, as a pharmacist, I'm here to tell you, you don't want to be on prescription drugs. And if you are on a prescription drug, your number one health priority should be to get off of that prescription drug. Yes, there are times when you need antibiotics. There's times when you need pain pills. There may be times, unfortunately, when you need chemotherapy. But if you're on an antihypertensive, a blood pressure drug, a beta blocker drug, an arthritis drug, a drug that suppresses your immune system, people, you want to be thinking, how can I get off of this prescription drug? And I'm here to help you do just that. 866-582-9933 is the number. You can always send me an email at ben@ksco.com. If you want to learn more about the longevity line of nutritional products, the ones I take, the ones I recommend, get to my blog, pharmacistben.com, and join now. Join me in my mission to help educate the entire planet about the importance of nutritional supplementation. Join me in my mission to help people understand the toxic nature of prescription drugs. Join me in my mission to help everybody understand how important it is to get on a good nutritional supplement program for your good health and longevity. We're talking about glutathione today and ways that we can upregulate the body's inherent protection mechanisms, protection and detoxifying systems. The glutathione system is the master detoxifying system in the body. It's made up of three building blocks. Number one, glutamine. Number two, cysteine. And number three, the amino acid glycine. And many of us are deficient in all three of these amino acids. And if you're trying to protect yourself from radiation poisoning or any other kind of toxicity, be it alcohol or prescription drugs, or you just want to be healthy, you need to get on a supplement program that features these three amino acids. Get on some whey protein. Get on N-acetylcysteine. And by the way, whey protein is also a good source of that third peptide, glycine, G-L-Y-C-I-N-E. And for you ladies out there, glycine is also important for helping build collagen so you protect yourself from osteoporosis and wrinkles, too, at the same time. All right,
866. What about these you know, you see these herbal teas and things and other types of products that bill themselves as ways to detoxify
not
the liver,
a believer.
The kidneys. And,
yeah.
So you're not a fan of those?
No, and there's all kinds. I'll tell you why. And there's all kinds of herbal detoxification formulas. What organ do you think it is that has to process that those herbs?
Liver.
Exactly. So now you've got the liver, which is stressed out, and now you're giving it more work to do. I have a problem with that strategy. So I like herbs. I tincture herbs in my pharmacy, and I work with them. But they are medicines, and nutrition doesn't count that way. Nutrition doesn't have to be detoxified. Herbs have to be detoxified. They're medicines. Do you understand that, people? Herbs are medicines, and they have to be detoxified. And if you already have a compromised liver, you don't want to be giving your liver more work to do. All right, 866-582-9933 is the number. Annie in California, what's going on?
Oh, hey, Ben. Hi, Doug.
Good.
You know, this is really interesting about the three different amino acids that you said. Yeah.
Right.
You didn't say how to get glycine yet.
Whey protein is the best way to get glycine. It's hard to find glycine as a supplement. For some reason, you don't see it around. The best source of glycine is whey protein. In fact, whey protein, Annie, is a great source of glycine, glutamine, and cysteine, and it even has glutathione in it, too. So whey protein gives you the full spectrum of building blocks for making glutathione, plus it has glutathione in there also.
Okay.
Does that help?
Now, yeah, the other question I have is vitamin C related to getting glutathione?
Oh yeah. Glutathione.
Okay,
vitamin C works with glutathione.
And then the other question, I can take my question off air, is
okay.
Is vitamin C an issue for do people have allergies to vitamin C?
No.
Was told by a naturopath at one point that I was allergic to vitamin C and
crazy.
Needed to get all my vitamin C from a whole food.
That's crazy, bad information. Vitamin C is a simple molecule, ascorbic acid is the technical name, and nobody's allergic to ascorbic acid. It's not physiologically possible, unless you misunderstood him. I can't imagine why he would say something silly like that. Vitamin C is a vital, essential nutrient. You cannot be allergic to an essential nutrient because the word essential means you're dead without it. So if you were allergic to vitamin C, you wouldn't be here to talk to me. All right.
Okay,
does that make sense?
Powder vitamin C is totally fine.
Absolutely.
Everybody.
And you know what else, Annie? You could take dozens of grams of it a day. The recommended daily allowance is 100 milligrams, which is a trace. But you can take 10 grams, 20 grams, 30 grams a day. People have taken intravenous vitamin C to the tune of 100 grams a day right in their blood. And by the way, if you have cancer, one of the most important things you could do is get intravenous vitamin C and intravenous glutathione. That is, go to a naturopath and have them stick it right in your blood. And so I wouldn't pay any attention to anybody who told me they were allergic to vitamin C or told you were allergic to vitamin C. You could take high doses of it, and you could do it by the teaspoonful. The only problem with vitamin C is it may cause a little diarrhea or loose stool, but that's not even a problem because you can actually use it to help clean out your colon and then back off on the dose once you're cleaned out. Hope that helps,
okay.
Annie. We got to take another call. Thanks so much for calling, Annie, from California. Got a couple more minutes to talk to you at 866-582-9933. And there are a couple other things that you want to know about when it comes to building glutathione levels. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. I also want to talk about fluoride tomorrow. That's another very important subject. And there's a lot of things you could do to protect yourself from fluoride. Glutathione is a great way to protect yourself from fluoride. But first, we got to go to Texas and see what Mark has to say. Mark, what's going on, buddy? Mark?
Hi, is this me?
Yes, are you Mark? Did I get your name right?
Yeah, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark.
I'm from Minnesota, though, actually.
Oh, Mark from Minnesota. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. I've got COPD or emphysema or those sorts of maladies, and I've been told by a few people, and I did check a little bit on the Internet, about glutathione in the nebulizer form,
uh-huh.
Taking it through a nebulizer to actually get it right into your lungs.
Absolutely.
And apparently it's had some pretty significant or strident results. How do I do that?
Well, go to a compounding pharmacy, find a compounding pharmacy, and have the compounding pharmacist make glutathione for you. The problem with glutathione is when you take it orally, like you take a glutathione pill, and there are glutathione pills out there, your stomach breaks it down. But if you're putting it in a nebulizer, it goes right to work. And that's a great way to get it into your system, and it is wonderful for the respiratory tract. By the way, one of the building blocks of glutathione, as we've been talking about, is this cysteine. And in the form N-acetylcysteine, you can actually get tremendous benefits for your respiratory tract. Folks who have cystic fibrosis, which is a genetic disease where you get a lot of mucus in your lungs, folks who have cystic fibrosis will actually take drug prescription N-acetylcysteine. It's called Mucomist. In fact, there are 20 different prescription drugs. Listen to this, folks. 20 different prescription drugs that are nothing more than N-acetylcysteine that you can get at the health food store. And one of the main properties of N-acetylcysteine is it helps your lungs work better if you have COPD or emphysema. Mark, glutathione in a nebulizer is awesome. Find yourself a compounding pharmacy and tell them what you're up to. They can make glutathione for you specifically for your nebulizer. And while you're at it, get yourself on some N-acetylcysteine. 600 milligrams a day is a great place to start. That alone will have tremendous benefits for your respiratory tract. And that's also good news for you and good information for you if you have a cold or you've had some kind of respiratory infection. N-acetylcysteine can be beneficial in that regard. N-acetylcysteine is just a super, super multi-purpose nutritional supplement. And I got to let you go, Mark, but that's thank you so much for your call. That's a very good point. Glutathione in the nebulizer. You know, Doug, what all this reminds me of is the fact that when you start to take nutritional supplements, you get multiple benefits. When you take a prescription drug, you get side effects. You get toxic effects. When you take a nutritional supplement, you get beneficial side effects. It's absolutely crazy, absolutely irresponsible to not be on a good nutritional supplement program, and I know of no better one than the one Doc Wallach designed, and all the folks at Longevity, Richard Renton, and all the scientists over there at the laboratories, the Longevity Laboratories in Washington. I know of no better nutritional supplement program than the Longevity line of nutritional supplements. If you want to help me spread the message, if you want to get on the Longevity line of supplements, or if you've got questions about the Longevity line of supplements, send me an email, ben@ksco.com. That's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks so much to our callers, and thank you, Doug Winfrey. We talked about glutathione and upregulating the body's main detoxifying systems. We got iodine on the way, folks, and taking radioactive iodine is just protection from one of the toxic effects of radioactivity. Upregulate your own body's detoxifying systems. That's always the best way to take care of your health. For Doug Winfrey, for all the folks at Longevity, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. As always, my friends, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later on The Bright Side. Bye for now.
Want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.